Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with a further helping of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. My thanks to colleague John Yule today for what has not been a most straightforward presentation, for which we both apologise. Perhaps we really should put more Benzedrine in our Ovaltine. We'll see what happens. My opening track was a Pablo recording of a couple of well-known characters who, although representing in the main two different periods of jazz, came together in a most acceptable way on It's Only a Paper Moon. The personnel were Count Basie on piano, Zoot Sims on tenor, John Hurd bass, and Louis Belson was at the drums. And I rather felt that Basie and Zoo really gel together exceedingly well. The two old foxes there putting in a most enjoyable session, giving the impression that they had been playing together for many years. Paper Moon was in fact not the only Basie performance I might have played first today, and it really brings together rather two different names but with a common denominator, and the common denominator is today, the 29th of October, and I'll give you more details of that later on in the programme. The other track I might have played is from an exceedingly well-known Basie album, and there is a clue as to who the other character is in part of the theme today, and the track we're to hear from the Atomic Mr. Basie is Little Darling. Thank you. From one of the most well-known Basie recordings in his entire discography. An outstanding session with musicians on top form and an exceptional arrangement, recorded in 1957. In fact, the well-known Little Darling also kind of sets somewhat of a theme for today, because rather to my surprise, in looking at some new releases, a couple which have caught my eye and which we'll hear on the show now are quite commonplace in a way. That's not to say they are mediocre in any form, far from it. But the reissue of both these tracks did give me some surprise. And I'll get to those in a minute, but my first selection, again, of a new reissue, is one of those Miles Davis records from his early years, which, frankly, do require a place in any survey of Miles Davis' work, as they were major footsteps on his career. They all carried titles similar to Cooking, Working, Walking, and similar. And the one I've selected for my illustration today comes from the album, which I think is steaming. That's correct. Here, the Miles Davis Organisation quintet play a Dizzy Gillespie composition, which you and I know better as Salt Peanuts. Thank you. the bebop standard Salt Peanuts with a Miles Davis group, who in addition to Miles on trumpet, we heard John Coltrane, certainly flexing his muscles there, Red Garland at piano, Paul Chambers bass, and a man who'd certainly, I believe, been listening very hard to the original bebop drummer, Kenny Clarke, and here it was in the form of Philly Joe Jones on drums. The recording was made in the Van Gelder studio, which at the time was located in Hackensack, New Jersey, on the 11th of May 1956. Salt Peanuts. And that can be found on 20th Century Masterworks vinyl 12-inch LP 350270. Of the new releases which came as a major surprise, I'm obliged to say, well, we really need to give air time to these well-known and, in my thoughts, welcome reissues. The surprise is that after the very large numbers of discs that were sold, they're still churning them out, but I suppose there are new enthusiasts and they've every right to hear these well-known pieces. The first one is so well-known that you can almost make your own announcement up about it. Suffice to say that for the moment, I'll just say it's all right with me. Well, the personnel on that little masterpiece were, of course, Errol Garner, piano, Eddie Cahoon on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. It was recorded on the 19th of September 1955, and it was a live recording, of course, in Carmel in California. So, if that's not already in your collection, or you would like to give it to someone, what to me in its day, a most acceptable Christmas present, you need to track down Concert by the Sea, which is by Errol Garner, of course, and it's on the Losen, which is L-O-S-E-N CD, LOS 3022. And the track I selected, It's All Right With Me. The next track is long and of great historical jazz interest. It is the Benny Goodman 1938 famous Carnegie Hall concert of the 16th of January 1938. Again, a record which would have appeared in many jazz collections across the world. But I guess today that to many modern-day jazz fans, Benny Goodman is not such a fashionable name. The album is on the budget label, Avid. It's been cleaned up as far as the audio aspect of it is concerned. It includes two tracks from the original concert, which I can't find in any other collection. And in addition to that, there are other recordings which purport to be concert recordings made by Benny Goodman between 1936 and 1939. The track I've selected is the long Sing, 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 with more than a brief appearance from Gene Krupa. The audience certainly were aroused, and to me, the most beautiful solo introduced by Jess Stacey after Benny Goodman's not-to-be-sneezed-at clarinet solo. So, I hope you enjoy the performance that Benny laid down on this early day in January 1938. Here's the full selection of Sing, Sing, Sing. We'll be right back. Yes, the famous performance of Louis Prima's composition with Jess Stacy's incredible solo and Benny's own mega clarinet input. The trumpet solo was by Harry James. And as I mentioned, that's now available on the Avid Budget label. And I hope you enjoyed the whole performance. I thought it was good to hear again. This is Mike Coates with hour two of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Benny Goodman is not the only swing period clarinet player to have a new reissue. The retrospective album, Reunion in Harlem, 1935 to 1957, is a two-CD set featuring Joe Marsala. Here we have Joe with mainly group of recordings from his with his own leadership, although we can find people like Sharky Bonanno in some of the earlier instances, and on some of the later tracks a lady that crops up is Adele Gerard, who at the time was Joe's wife, and her performance is on the unusual instrument in jazz for the day of the harp. My selection I'm going to feature is Joe Marsala and his Delta Four, who are Bill Coleman trumpet, Joe Marsala clarinet, Pete Brown alto, we heard Pete Brown a couple of weeks ago, Carmen Mastron on guitar, we have Joe Jones, I think it is, on drums. The track is Reunion in Harlem. Thank you. That new reissue can be found on the retrospective label, and it's a 2-CD issue with the title Reunion in Harlem, 1935 to 1957. So, back to my two original Count Basie tracks at the start of my presentation today. The linking factor to these recordings is today's date, the 29th of October. Both the two main sidemen on the discs, so to speak, have the same birthday, the 29th of October. Zoot Sims, 29/10/1925 to the 3rd of March 1985, and arranger Neil Hefti, 29th of October 1922 to the 11th of October 2008. Both members of the organisation, or of the two discs, were no strangers to the recording studio, although in terms of blowing time, I suppose Zoot forges ahead head and shoulders. But we should also remember that Zoot was a member of Woody Herman's Second Herd, when it was particularly known for the four brothers, Woody Herman and his orchestra, a track which, again, I believe should appear in the majority of any jazz collection. Four Brothers. We'll be right back. Although Neil Hefti gave up regular blowing gigs, if I can call them that, around 1950 to concentrate on his arranging work, we should also take into account that the trumpet player was also employed by Woody Herman as a member of the First Herd. He also did the arrangement on this well-known recording, and I suspect we might say an excellent recording, and as far as Hefti was concerned, shades of things to come. Here is the Good Earth from the Woody Herman First Herd. Classic tracks there from Woody Herman in the mid-1940s. Mike Coates here to say thanks for listening, but sadly time is up. I do hope you enjoyed our presentation and music today. John and I hope and anticipate being here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Zoot Sims takes us out with a reminder of Sheffield in September 2024, September in the Rain.